The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
After the hour, it's today's Good Day program, our best attempt at making Thursday the 21st of April. Richie, time is ticking 2/3 of the way through the month of April.
You know what else it is?
For that, well, you know, it'll be May Day. What else is it?
Remember the day my son was born 12 years ago?
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, 12 years ago. My heavens. It seems like yesterday. Really
sure does, doesn't it?
My friend Jennifer Horn is here. My friend Victoria Keelan is here. My friend Kara Schillen is here. My friend Rich McFadden is here. And we are at Good Day Show. Twitter, at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Help yourself. Lots of activity there. The four boys who were rescued after that 11-mile ride in a stolen boat.
Uh-oh.
The continuing focus on weather in our country, global climate change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these stories all have threads in them because these kids were in Houston. All the flooding that's been going on there since last weekend. The rain has finally stopped, although I think the skies are very cloudy and heavy. It's just you know what it's like after a thunderstorm and it doesn't clear the air out? It's just
that
so
really
heavy.
Moist, heavy air. Yeah.
Yeah, heavy, heavy, heavy. Houston's like that. Anyway, Houston's a horrible city. I could never imagine living there. It is so,
so much
hot.
Yeah.
You know, the last time I was there, Richie, I went to the George Bush Presidential Library. Remember when I did that week?
I'd like to bounce around
the country. I went to five different days. Presidential libraries, and the last
is that
one I went
HW?
To,
yes. HW?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have gone out of my way to see.
I was going to say I would definitely go see the George HW.
The old man's library is quite interesting. Anyway, so it was just so hot and heavy and humid there. But the story of these four boys who were rescued from a boat that was almost sunk. They got into the boat, they stole it because they wanted to go have some fun, and they went down this river. It was 11 miles of bobbing around, and they were scared blankless, as you can fill in the blank. They were found safe by passers in an airboat. Boat was not equipped with a motor, didn't have any paddles, didn't have any jackets. They just pushed it out and said, okay, let's go for a ride. They had nothing in the boats. They didn't know what they were doing, and they were lucky they didn't drown, frankly. So the flooding continues in Houston. The overall, the bigger story here, 8 or 9 people, I think, have died. Thousands have been rescued. The rain continued into this morning, but supposedly, as I said, it's supposed to break later on today. So, but this is... I'm trying to remember when it was that bad in any experience that I've ever had in my own personal life. And I go back to the hurricane of 1954 here in Framingham, and I remember driving into one of the villages. It's called Saxonville, and it's sort of in a hole. And I remember driving to a point with my father, and I'm in the car, and the village is submerged, and people are out swimming in this filthy, horrible.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
The oil and chemicals.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to get out of that stuff.
Even at that, in my age, I thought that was crazy stuff. Speaking of crazy things, the Russians have issued a chilling warning after these fighter jets last weekend. Remember, they buzzed that Navy warship off the coast of the Baltic Sea, someplace up in the north there, Poland, that northern end of Poland. So they're out there, and the attack planes make those buzzing moves. around the guided missile destroyer Donald Cook. But because the sophistication, this is, I think, a part of the story that hasn't been emphasized enough, is why they didn't attack these Russian planes. They didn't attack them because they knew there was nothing in the plane. They didn't have any armaments, no weapons, no ordnance, nothing. And they can tell that because of the
plane.
They can tell with sophisticated equipment they have what's on the plane. What'd you say, Jen?
There may not be anything on the plane, but there's a lot in the messaging of what the Russians are doing right now.
Well, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying what I was more focused on was the fact that we didn't shoot at them because we knew there was no... They didn't have any ordnance in the planes. Regardless of whatever Putin is trying to pull with his little... His
just
tricks.
Move along.
Yeah, okay. But you know what I was about.
I'm really cool. I'm glad that we didn't take the bait because that would have just been a complete nightmare.
Well, we didn't because we know what they have and what they don't have.
Well, there's submarines off the coast of everywhere is what scares me more about them. I mean, they've got submarines everywhere
now.
What is the point?
The point is that
we've lost our respect in the world and in the global pecking order.
So it may be, but under the circumstances, the Russians don't have any money, and they can keep building all of this stuff, but are they going to go to war with the United States? What are they going to do? How does that accomplish? They're not going to...
It's all about what it looks like, though. You know, right now it looks like, Putin is the ruler of the frat house. I mean, he's the one that went into Syria. He's the one that's negotiating these deals with people that we can't get along with. And now he's buzzing our military. I mean, it's just crazy.
But look at this. He's got superficial. Go ahead.
And I don't get this. He's got submarines off the coastlines of Scandinavia and Scotland and the Mediterranean
Sea. Those countries are a big threat.
Yeah. Where's Scotland? What are you doing out there? We got nothing in here for you. Come on, have a beer.
All right, 13 after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment with his weekly update on the important medical news of the week. That's the next best idea for you to spend your time. So that happens in a moment or two here in Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sun.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
15 past the hour now of the Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a respected cardiologist, he and I do a weekend radio program on Saturday mornings. We do it live from 7 to 9 Eastern Time. If you have a question about your health and well-being, you ought to either send an email to me, doug@dougstefan.com, or to Ken at drkenshow.com, or you can call us on the air at 888. Not the right number. I always, you know, Ken and I go through this every weekend. I'm using my number from the weekday, and then during the week, I use his number from the weekend. It's 888-55 Dr. Ken. Anyway, keep that in mind. All right, so let's talk about your gut and what goes on when you drink a lot of alcohol and eat processed meats. Interesting story here from the American Institute for Cancer Research, Ken.
Interesting, because it can do something to prevent an important cancer. Alcohol, Doug, processed meats such as hot dog, ham, and bacon, and excess weight all may raise a person's risk of stomach cancer. And the risk seems to increase as a person drinks more alcohol or eats more processed meats or gains weight. About 1 in 7 stomach cancer cases could be prevented if people did not drink more than 3 alcoholic drinks a day, did not eat processed meat, and maintained a healthy weight. That's approximately, are you ready, 4,000 stomach cancer cases every year.
Wow. All right, you're a cardiologist. This story has been floating around about what happens. This is sort of the psychology, the heart, the mind, the body, all that stuff together, functioning together. Heart disease is a problem for people who are alone. And you've seen this, I'm sure, in your career over the years.
Absolutely. You and I talk about the mind-heart connection all the time. Here's more evidence out of the medical journal Heart this week. Lonely and isolated people may face a higher risk of heart disease and stroke. Social isolation, Doug, it raises the risk by about 30%, exerting the same level of influence on heart health as risk factors such as anxiety and job stress. Efforts to prevent heart disease and stroke, they should benefit from taking social isolation and loneliness into account. Having regular contact with positive, supportive relationships is definitely beneficial.
All right, there's a story that's been floating around for a while about these plastic surgery vacations and how many people are going to Europe for plastic surgery on vacation. There's a trend that's skyrocketing here in our country. So you have that story. I'm chuckling because I'm wondering what I would look like with this procedure.
Well, a record number of Americans underwent lip augmentation procedures in 2015. Doug, the number of lip enhancements is up 50% from the year 2000.
How do you do that? What do you do? How do you do it?
Well, the reason why more than 27,000 lip implant procedures took place last year is because there's new technology, and that's why there's such growth. It's so easy now. You just make 2 incisions, you slip the little device in, you close, and you're gone. And these new implants, they're soft, flexible silicone, and they're more stable and pliable than previous implants.
Jennifer, would you do this? You got nice lips.
I would not do that. No.
Victoria, I don't know you. I haven't seen your lips.
I have very thin lips, and I would be a candidate for this, but I wouldn't do it. Anytime you do something elective, I feel like there's a risk that you're taking that could be unnecessary. So unless it's really, really, really important to your psyche, I'd probably not do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk, Dr. Ken, about the professional and Olympic athletes that swear by Superbeats. What you tell your clients day in and day out about Superbeats and why the people listening to this program should be on the Superbeats program.
Well, in 2012, the last Summer Olympics, the athletes, they were guzzling quarts and gallons of beet juice. And the reason why they were doing it, because they know that the Nobel Prize in 1988 was given out for nitrogen oxide, and the body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. It helps deliver oxygen from head to toe so that the body works better in all systems. But you no longer need to do this because the folks from Neogenes have figured out how to increase the level of nitric oxide in the body, or with Super Beats, how to give a big jolt of nitric oxide. And this is a granulated form of nitric oxide, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Yeah, this is great stuff. I don't do my workout without Super Beats. You won't either. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Live your life to the fullest. Deal with your blood pressure issues, or keep your blood pressure where it is if it's good. That's what Ken wants you to do, because then you won't come to him for the problems that come with the stroke and other things. Yep. Opens up your veins, gets the blood to your muscles, your heart, all your organs. 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next question in the Redneck Test, what is Scrabble? Robert.
Scrabble? Is that game you play got all them alphabets in it?
No, no, no. Hi. Tribute to a couple of different characters. Richie, why is it so loud right here?
No. Because we're blasting it, Dougie.
I'd like to walk you through the field of wildfire.
That's romantic.
Check you for dicks. There you go. Okay, Brad Paisley in the musical spotlight. Apparently, Jen Jenny's going to host what's been dubbed the Wild West Comedy Showcase.
Perfect.
Going back to Nashville about 3 weeks from now, as a matter of fact. I didn't realize that he was in the Comedy Comedy Central at South Park.
He's singing. Not only what you probably don't know about Brad Paisley, and hate to say it, ready to trip over this name. He's my friend. Brad Paisley is, I've met him quite a few times.
Really?
Not a Facebook friend, no, like a real life friend. Like in person.
Oh, really? How do you know him?
That's cool. Through another name I'm going to drop right now, William Shatner.
Oh, nice!
No way! You know Shatner?
Yes.
I love Shatner.
Did you hear the story about Shatner and the radio host yesterday?
Yes. Right? Yeah, I did see that, Richie. Yeah, tell the story. He called it. He's really pretty
good. A captain
story.
Always keeps his word. This radio host in Wisconsin, I think. Wanted Shatner to follow him on Twitter.
Oh, his Twitter, yeah.
So Shatner said, okay, no problem. He followed him, and he sent him a tweet, and he goes, there it is. I followed you, then I unfollowed you. A captain always keeps his promise.
Yeah, Shatner is so good on social media. For someone in his demographic, he really is up on the trends. But really good guy, and he and Brad Paisley know each other because he appeared in Brad Paisley's celebrity video, which was directed by Peter Tilden, who's another radio show host in Los Angeles, who also directs music videos and does a lot for Brad Paisley. So he put the two of them together. And Brad is, what I was getting at before all of that train of thought, is that he is an animator. He, in his concerts, will do a lot of animation. So he's not only a funny guy who can do stand-up comedy, but he also is really like an animation geek. So that explains his relationship to South Park. No, not goofy at all.
Goofball?
You know, super cute, doesn't drink an ounce, and really good husband to his wife, Kimberly Williams, who is in Father of the Bride. He's an all-around good guy. I can't say enough. And funny, and that's why he's going to be great hosting this event, because he's hosted the CMA Awards for a long time with Carrie Underwood, maybe 5 or 6 years.
They're
and he always has,
together.
Like, the stupidest jokes, but they're so cute. They're funny.
So this Wild West Comedy Showcase was started by Vince Vaughn. I find that interesting. Is he a country?
How is he relevant?
So I'm wondering that myself. Kathy Griffin is involved in this. Chris Tucker. It sounds like it's a combination. It sounds like it's becoming like the Jazz Fest. It's not just about jazz anymore. It doesn't look like it's just about
It's gotten a lot bigger over the years,
Yeah, right. All right. Next in the musical focus is Michael Jackson. We ever going to get enough or know enough about Michael Jackson? He was worth... This is hard. Look at this thing. What his family now, his estate's valuation is somewhere between $1 and $2 billion. That's what it's worth now.
Sadly, he was worth so much more in death than he was in life.
Yeah, they all are.
My goodness.
Elvis.
Yeah, right.
Elvis was worth $5 million when he died. Now he's worth
No, you probably for your family's probably it's at least $500 million, Richie.
You know why? We were walking through the mall the other day, and my daughter hears a Michael Jackson song. She's like, "Dad, that's Michael Jackson." She's 9. She was 3 when he died.
Yeah.
They all know him immediately.
The story here is the IRS is trying to get a hold of some of the dough.
Yeah.
To them.
Of course they are.
28 minutes after the hour, and good day.
Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with the D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In my rural community, there were two wonderful little tack shops that catered to local horse owners. But our local economic development council offered tax breaks to lure a national chain to our town, and the big store put both local shops out of business. Towns all over America compete to attract jobs by enticing new businesses, often with tax waivers, free land, and other subsidies. None of them available to people who have lived there for years. Is that fair? We all understand the need for more jobs, but if economic development officials would look through the lens of liberty, they would know that this may sound good at a ribbon-cutting ceremony, but in the long term, it undermines the principle of equality and diminishes the whole community.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lens.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I didn't did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do that.
Somebody's been hitting
most of my
hit it
this
like Rich.
Is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Sheelan. Okay, this is from the Do You Know, Did You Care department. This is important information going back to the days when pubs were really important in England. I thought they still were, frankly. Ale was ordered by pints and quarts. So in old England, when a customer got unruly, the bartender would yell at them to mind their own pints and quarts.
P's and P's.
Thus the expression,
Mind
your own P's and Q's.
I always wondered what that was.
See? You
civics, P's and Q's.
You've never
learning
been as smart
so much.
As you got the since you've been on this program.
Just wait till you start learning the stuff you don't want to know.
Speaking of that, the Panama Papers, the news media and people here in this country especially are dying to find some way that they can find some criminal activity in all of these things around the Panama Papers, but they can't because there's nothing illegal about what they were doing. Maybe it makes your eyebrow raise a little bit because of all of the money and the stuff going on, but there is just nothing. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York is investigating and prosecuting or trying to prosecute Wall Street financial institutions for being involved in this thing. But there are just a few of the many around the world. What I find most intriguing in this is that the bank that's most involved in all of this is a Russian bank that's controlled by Vladimir Putin. And so the mind, but he'll, it's controlled by, he doesn't, his name isn't on it, his face isn't there, all his pals are there running it. The former KGB guys that own all the oil and real estate and all that stuff, they basically are building a country for their own purposes, to serve them. And so when we talk about the Russian planes buzzing the American ship and all that other stuff, that's all theater, it's all show. What happens, and I think this is something that not many people have thought about, and I'm just actually thinking it through now. When you, I've said all along, the Panama Papers and connections to thugs like Putin, the guy that runs Ukraine, these two guys, they're supposedly at war with each other, the countries are there in a business deal together. And what happened in Syria, most of the time when you see Putin exercising what little muscle he has, it has to do with military, because the Russian military-industrial complex is not unlike what our military-industrial complex is. One of the most profitable things, one of the ways they can turn a buck as, you know, fast as possible, and because it's a communist country, the government itself controls most of the businesses in Russia, and so they control what goes on in the military-industrial world. So they have these incidents that try to scare people. Oh, my God, the Russians and the United States are going to go to war. We better buy some more stuff to protect ourselves. Who knows what will happen next? So with each round of these things, not only is Putin doing the American salute to the American military and to the president, but also behind the scenes, it's good for business. It scares people. It scares them to buy more tanks and guns and whatever else the Russians are making. And the Chinese are up to their Mickey in it as well. But the whole business about the Panama Papers and what was found, there's nothing that these guys are doing that's illegal. But it has been instructive to see who is friends with whom. I think that's what you get out of it more than anything else. All these guys, it's a theater. It's all theater.
I think
it's
it
a
also
show.
Kind of tells something. If young people, if I hate to use the term millennials,
nice.
I know it drives them nuts, but if millennials are paying attention to this, it also teaches something, and that is that Bernie Sanders, who has started this great movement about taxing the rich and taxing Wall Street to pay for free college for everybody, needs to realize that the rich are the ones that are, like, burying their money so they don't have to pay taxes.
No.
I think it's
right.
Demonstrable.
So, Victoria, you want to take over from here and go through yesterday's lesson? And Victoria is talking all the time about what she's learning by being on this program. Hopefully the listeners feel the same way. But yesterday I went on for 4 or 5 minutes. Jennifer, you weren't here. Richie wasn't here.
It never works out well when you do that.
Actually, it worked out very well because I explained where the money comes from, and Victoria got it. The most tax money comes from in this country how it's spread across. Go ahead, Victoria. You can...
Well, I don't remember the exact percentages, to be honest, but it was enlightening the way that you broke it down in terms of, like, people talk about tax brackets and the upper 1%, the actual 1%, and then 90%. Now I'm getting the percentages all mixed up. But I think it was along the lines of 90%.
It's actually 70%, but go ahead.
70? Okay, so 70% of income tax comes from the top 10% of wealth.
Well, it's the 1%ers pay 70% of 1% is part of the top 10%, and among all of them, the 70 some odd percent of all the taxes, about $3.9 trillion in personal income tax, and of that, 70 some odd percent come from the top 10% of the
right.
of the payers, and the top 1% responsible for 39% of the 70%. So all of this specious stuff from Bernie Sanders and all these other phonies who think, we got to tax the rich more. No, you don't have a clue.
All you do is kill the middle class.
And by the way, the stats that I was quoting, that Victoria just quoted, come from the government itself. This is not some outside group studying and trying to take a position. This is the government accounting office.
Right.
That gives
one thing,
I
know we're kind of timing out here. We've got to run. But one thing that I saw in USA Today, I think it was Monday, and I don't know if you guys noticed it, but they had a candidate tax calculator where you could put in your income, your spouse's income if you have one, and you click the box, and it shows you under the top four presidential candidates what your taxes will look like under under Hillary, under Bernie, under Ted Cruz, under Donald Trump, and it's staggering. Your tax or my taxes with my income went up $5,500 under Bernie Sanders. Crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com. Good day, Jeff. USA Today.
Hillary Clinton.
That's what no, under Hillary it stayed the same. Bernie it went up 5,000, and then under the Republicans it went down. Yeah.
And if one right. person says free college, free school, free
it won't happen. Yeah.
But it isn't. I mean, it wouldn't be not free. Free. We're all paying for it. Anyway, that's enough of that. Food news. Want me to say that again, Richie? You like the way I said that?
Yeah.
Food news. Food.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun.
Ew, news. Wipe my face off. Ew.
Food news.
Lascally Wabbit.
Yes, we have food news up next here on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, it's 44 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Victoria and I have the pleasure of bringing Maya Warren. Dr. Warren is the lead food scientist for Pinkberry. And as I think about Pinkberry, I think about what my, you know, I'm a connoisseur of ice cream and also yogurt. And this stuff is really good. And you see them around all.
It makes you smile when you say Pinkberry, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, right. That's where we should start. Dr. Warren, thank you for being here. How did that name come to be?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You know, I don't actually know how the exact name came to be, but I'm sure that the original founders, you know, back in 2005 in LA, I'm sure that there was a lot of long, you know, hard discussions about the name, because the name can make or break something, but you got to make sure that the product also matches up to the name. So not just does the name make people smile, but the product does too.
Okay. Here's why Dr. Warren has cred in my book. She's big and strong because she was a winner on The Amazing Race, and she got that way eating Pinkberry. Right?
Really? Very cool.
Go head on. Yes. Got that way. Got that way from following my dreams and, you know, living every day to the fullest. And being a lead scientist at Pinkberry fits right into my mantra. So, indeed.
All right. So you're the lead scientist at Pinkberry. What does that mean in terms of how the product is presented, what people know about what they're going to get when they eat it. This is a dairy-free product. Now, just to, this is from the shoulder and from my heart, Dr. Warren. I'm a dairy farmer. And I
I like dairy farmers.
Yeah, dairy farmers are nice to like. But I also am somebody who's very conscious of gluten, very conscious of sugar, very conscious of things that are not good for me. And lactose intolerance also comes in, even though I'm a dairy farmer. So all of these things are important to the way you have... if I can give you, I maybe don't want to give you all the credit, but I'm guessing you've come up as the food scientist there with the formula for Pinkberry. Is that right? The, what goes in and what doesn't go in?
Indeed. I mean, there's a team. You know, nothing is done solo. You know, everything is collaborated. It's a team that puts this together. And as a team, you know, we work together with the marketing side. We work together with operations. We work together with the whole crew of people to say, you know what? What's going on in the world right now that we can make sure we're a part of? So it's not just about providing a product. It's providing a product at the right moment. And right now, we as consumers are ready for and are more interested in products that are better for us.
Well,
that trend's been going on for a while, and it's not really, it's not going away.
No, that's the locavore movement, in part, that's responsible for people who want to know where their food comes from, what's in it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we think that's just our meals. But no, it's snacks as well, because many people don't eat meals. They snack instead of eating meals.
Right.
So if they're eating the right stuff of the meals with the wrong stuff of their snacks, they've defeated the purpose.
Indeed, I agree 100%. So it's all about, I think what you're talking about right now is having that good balance.
Yes.
And it's, we don't just have balance just in our lives. We want to make sure that we have balance in how we create products for people. So it's not just about providing a product that's going to sell. It's providing a product that can be, you know, quality. It's fresh. It can be good for you. It's maybe going to create a new sensation or a new occasion for you. So, for instance, our coconut milk swirl, which is a dairy-free product made with coconut milk, it can be topped with maybe pineapples or coconut shavings and almonds, and it almost gives you a tropical type feel. So right now in the food industry, you'll see a lot of products that sort of take you outside of your home, meaning the area that you're in, and provide you with a new kind of sensation, make you maybe feel like you're on a nice little island, but yet you're just walking down the street of your local neighborhood, Pinkberry.
All right, so here's what the bottom line is for me on this. I encourage people, we talk a lot about food and consequences of eating bad food on this program. Labels, labels, labels. Look at the nutrition label. See what it is that you're ingesting. Pinkberry has made this product with real fruit, real fruit juices, coconut milk, which Dr. Warren was talking about. So these are things that, all right, there was a study that came out today. We were talking about it earlier, Dr. Warren, about what happens to your gut when you eat processed meat and a lot of the other things that are around. And so if you want to stay away from processed food, even in the snack department, this looks like something. I'm not a vegan, but I don't eat meat. I eat a little bit of fish, but mostly I'm a vegetable person. And some people think I'm a little fruity, but there's a little yada-da-da-da-dun.
And he is.
Yes. Right. So having a healthy dessert, that's basically what you've done here, is create something that either is a snack or a dessert. And the information that's available, you can go to pinkberry.com, pinkberry.com.
Yep.
The stores are in malls all over the place. Yeah. You've expanded it a little. I mean, I see a lot of self-standing stores in Los Angeles, cities like Los Angeles, but there are also a lot in the malls, too, right?
Yes, you'll see them in the malls. You'll see them in airports. You'll see them in, like, you know, little strip malls. You'll definitely start seeing Pinkberry pop up more and more and more. And the fact that we're able to tap into a market where people couldn't come to us before because of whether lactose intolerance or right. allergens to milk proteins, or they wanted products that didn't have any added sugars. Well, now we have it. So vegans are people who are looking for different alternatives can now have their dessert and eat it too. And so it's a really, really great opportunity for all people to enjoy Pinkberry, not just people who consume dairy.
Well, thank you. It was nice getting to know you. Dr. Maya Warren, who, yes, was a winner on the Amazing Race, but is now the chief food scientist for the folks who are putting together the formulas for Pinkberry. Good information on snacking on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why would you eat that?
Why? Yes, it tastes good,
but it's not good for you.
Well, where is it?
Why would you do something that you know that's not good for you?
Because I don't think about it.
Well, that's living in denial.
Living in denial?
Yeah,
I'm aware of that.
So you're aware of all your behavior, yet you continue to do things that aren't good for you. That sounds sort of foolish, don't you think so, Jack?
No. Yeah, stealing $15 million from Jimmy Serrano sounds foolish.
I think I get caught.
Now, that's living in denial.
I'm aware of that.
Oh, so you're aware of your behavior, and yet you continue to do things that aren't good for you. Sounds kind of foolish to me, don't you think, John?
If I could change the world, would I even try to?
Your bail bondsman hired me to bring you back to L.A., and that's what I'm doing.
I got money, you know.
I'm sure you do.
I'll give you whatever you want.
Stop by shutting up. I know you all have 2 minutes, and already I don't like you.
Gee, that's too bad. I really like you.
Great movie. Oh, my God, what a great movie. Try to Believe by Danny Elfman and Oingo Boingo from the movie Midnight Run, which was one of the big movies in 1988. Charles Grodin, who just sort of disappeared, which was kind of too bad because he was great. 81 years old today. Chucker, can you believe Grodin is 81?
He was in a movie, I think, in the last year I saw him in a film. He's come back a little, but that, I mean, he veered his career into, he did that CNBC
MSNBC.
Show.
It was a CNBC.
Yeah,
CNBC.
And so he decided to do something different.
Yeah, yeah. Now
he was probably never better than in that film. Run.
My God, were the two of them great in that. All right, Richie, got one more cut from it?
Sure.
I can't fly. I suffer from aviophobia.
What does that mean?
Since I can't fly. I also suffer from acrophobia and claustrophobia.
I'll tell you what, if you don't cooperate, you're going to suffer from fistophobia.
Yeah. And that other guy, who's all that character actor that played the dunce that was always, he was after him. He was the other bail bondsman. What the heck is it? I don't remember his name, but you saw him everywhere for a long time. I haven't seen him recently. He was a perfect foil.
Yeah, he was.
It was. And what's his face was the bad Italian mobster, Dennis Farina. Yeah, he was very good. He used to do well playing roles like that, I thought.
You know, over the last year, they've talked about developing a sequel, but it hasn't materialized.
Yeah, it would make a good... I mean, they're making television shows out of less than this. This would be not a bad TV show. Yeah, all right, anyway. So that's how we get into movie moments with movie music and a little remembrance of a great movie. Chuck Curry is here with Movie News. Movie News? No. How about Movie News?
That's
right after this. That would be good, yes.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
All right, Chuck Curry is here with us on Movie Moments. What are they thinking? Three's Company is a movie?
Come on, that's
world.
Great.
You think that's a good idea?
Huh? I mean, there's been talk in the last year, a Good Times movie. Three's Kind. How do you do this without John Ritter?
Well,
I mean, I don't even like the idea of a Baywatch movie, to be honest with you, but they're doing it. They are actually filming that now.
That's because The Rock is doing it. It's another vehicle for The Rock.
I mean, thank God that David Hasselhoff has a part in it, or I wouldn't go see it.
Really? Good for you, Chuck. All right, what's in the movie news bag today?
Universal has named a director, Juan Antonio Bayona, as the director of its Jurassic World sequel. He did the movie The Impossible with Naomi Watts. That was a good film. It's going to come out June 22nd, 2018. Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard will be back. I love Jurassic World, and I do look forward to the sequel. Other news, Michael Keaton, this was reported last week, but I didn't mention on the show. Michael Keaton in talks to play the villain in Marvel's Spider-Man reboot. I believe it would be play the character title of Vulture. Good for him. William Dafoe joined the cast of the Justice League. He will play a good guy. Blade Runner 2 will come out October of 2017. Harrison Ford once again will be back. And Disney has announced a live-action version of Peter Pan. Warner Brothers did a live-action version, Doug, last year with Hugh Jackman as Blackbeard. That movie was terrible. Disney clearly has no fear, and I'm sure they'll get it right. Yeah. So Peter Pan continues to live in either animated or live-action form. Hopefully this will be a good one.
Same genius is responsible for putting Michael Strahan on Good Morning America, or Strahan, whatever his name is. Hi, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry on Good Day.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.